superb game for us. This is the last game in this first half. It was the 11th game, so after Leicester we'll be halfway through and saving the best game till last, really. This is the game that, and that's certainly a team, Leicester's a team that everyone wants to beat. I think still the team to beat in the Premiership at the moment. Such a powerful squad, attracts the crowd, as we've seen here. We'll have a full house, and they really are a big draw. So for all our players, what a fantastic game to be involved in. And we'll have some in the squad that will not have played in front of a packed house at Six Ways. And those of us that have been here, when we've seen the packed house, know what a fantastic atmosphere it can produce. So there's already a lot of excitement in the squad for those players that know they're going to be walking out there on Tuesday.
And sadly, Leicester just come into form, it seems, because they had a terrible start to the season.
Yeah, it was a bit, yeah, unfortunately, yeah. The big machine is beginning to crank itself up now. They were affected more than any other club throughout the World Cup with players missing. One or two other clubs were lucky enough to play them in that particular period and took advantage of them and picked some points off them. I don't think Leicester are particularly happy about that now. And they know that they've almost got to win every single game to get into the top four to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. Now, normally, teams towards the bottom of the table, you can rely on Leicester maybe sending an understrength team down to you. But I don't think that's the case now. They've got to go to get maximum points in every game, which is not good news for us, because they're going to come with probably the full strength team and try and get 5 points against us. So we were up against it. But that's great. What a fantastic challenge that is. But you can see that in recent results, Leicester have been to Gloucester, Kingsholm and won there. They've beaten Northampton as well, which was a fantastic win for them, and recently beaten Claremont in the Heineken Cup. So, as you say, just at the wrong time for us, striking some form, and it's a formidable outfit that, because they've got 15 top quality players on the field, and you look across at their bench and they'll have probably 7 internationals or 8 internationals on their bench as well.
They're a club or a system that you quite admire, aren't they? The way that they keep people involved and bring people through.
Yeah, well, it's got huge foundations, and they have historically. It's good if you've got real top quality players in your club, then those people fill into some good posts off the field when they finish playing, and they've always kept ex-Leicester men involved off the field as well, and it just keeps that culture going, and that's what we'd like to do here. As the quality is increasing in our squad, and players are really buying into the culture at the club, we hope that we can keep these players, and I know Cecil Duckworth has always been very keen on that, to keep ex-Worcester players involved in the club and just really build those foundations. But Leicester now is a very solid foundation, and there's a certain Leicester culture, the Leicester way, and anybody coming into that has to adjust. It's not a case of an individual influencing what Leicester does. You come in and you have to fit into the Leicester way very quickly, and that is what we hope to build here at Worcester Warriors.
Graham Kitchener left here last summer and went to Leicester. He's not got much game time. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. Sometimes young lads, rightly or wrongly probably, expect to go to a club like Leicester and just walk into the first team. You've got to earn your spurs, and I think it's absolutely right. Life will be made quite difficult for young lads going in there that think they're better than they are. The edges will be knocked off them, and it's a test of character, and all good clubs will have a player in. They'll get him in because they see the potential, but they'll test him out and they'll make it hard work for him. They'll test him physically and mentally. If he comes through, he'll be a fantastic player for Leicester. If he doesn't come through, he'll move off somewhere else, and Leicester will know they'll get another person in. And in the end, you get a really hardcore group of players who are very mentally strong as well. So it's a good test of Kitch. I wouldn't have expected him to walk into a fantastic team like Leicester. He's got to fight against some very good opposition. But if he's good enough and he's determined enough, then he'll battle through.